the spirit of the word. Greeting. We commence this paper, and shall continue it, we trust, if in God's providence it is to continue, in the name of God and for the love of the truth. We desire to reach, through the medium of this periodical, as many as we can of those who love the truth for the truth's sake. Those who love them prize the truth, above the creed, above the denomination, above their reputation, above all their worldly prospects. Those who are willing to part with all they have for the priceless pearl. I would rather have the privilege of sending this little monthly visitor to a few hundred such readers, than to send it to thousands of the more numerous class of careless, indifferent, worldly Christians. What is the chaff to the wheat? Saith the Lord. Job 23:28. We are living in a shallow, deceitful age. Expediency is the universal principle in the church as well as state. Sterling integrity, unswerving uprightness, incorruptibility and fearless honesty is, alas, the exception and not the rule. The cynical aphorism, every man has his price, is almost universally applicable. Politicians, from the lowest heeler to the boss, are to be bought for money, or the spoils of office. The same is true to a very great extent of legislators, judges, jurymen, and others in positions of trust and power. Even the Christian ministry is contaminated by the same covetous spirit, and preachers are oft-times engaged in an unseemly scramble for the loaves and fishes, rather than seeking for that bread that perisheth not. The masses are like their leaders, thoughtless, worldly and selfish. I do not expect to reach them. God will speak to them presently, out of the whirlwind, as he spake to Job, and then they shall hear. Our God shall come, and shall not keep silence. A fire shall devour before him. He shall call to the heavens from above, and to the earth, that he may judge his people, sir. 50:3-4. Meantime, bind up the testimony, seal the law among my disciples. Isa. 8:16. A few are willing to pay any price for the truth. To as many of these as this may reach I send greeting, and trust that our communion through this medium may continue to our mutual benefit and God's glory. Return to table of contents,